One announcement I forgot. There's over 200 high school students over at Kalahari this weekend on Frasati Fest. It's a diocesan gathering of high school students. More than 20 of our own are over there. Bishop is with them this morning for Mass, and we just hold them close to our prayer and thought as well. Don't forget the prayer of Job. Naked, I came into this world. Naked, I shall leave this world. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you hold these two pieces in tension, friends? Number one, God does not cause suffering. God allows it. God does not cause suffering. God allows it, permits it. Simultaneously, God is in complete control. God allows suffering. God is in control. As Jesus would say, not a hair of your head falls to the ground without your Heavenly Father's consent. Holding both of those together. And thus that story of Job. And how Job, who has lost everything, who's had a huge gut punch, who just has wrestled with this. And Job comes to that place in his life where he comes to that realization, whether I have many possessions, whether I have few possessions. Whether people speak well of me, whether people speak poor of me. Whether I have good health, whether I have poor health. Whether I have a long life, whether I have a short life. Like everything comes from God. Everything belongs to God, and everything is to be used for God's glory. Everything, everything comes from God. Everything belongs to God, and everything is to be used for God's glory. The story of Job has much to teach us in that regard. And as the story unfolds, these middle chapters, Job has these friends, and they're well-intentioned. They're good friends. And they're just trying to feel better themselves, and they're offering him all sorts of reasons and explanations and trying to find purpose and meaning in why he's asked to accept this. And Job has none of it. Job, he just will, they're just so off base. And even at the end, at the end of the story of Job, there's this conversation between Job and the Lord God. And you know what? Job is never told why. He's never given the answer as to the purpose. It's not like the Lord God said to him, Job, years from now you'll understand, or centuries from now people will be telling their story about you. There's none of that. You may never know why. And that's part of the teaching. God allows suffering. God doesn't cause it. God is in complete control. And you'll never know why. You may never know why. How do you hold those together? And that's why, for us, perhaps you're in that place of great hardship and trial and suffering right now. And the story of Job just wants to keep reminding you. But perhaps right now, life is about easy street. And that's why we pray. Rising very early, before dawn. Jesus, who's the Son of God, who's the fullness of God. What did he do? He went off to pray. It's so important to develop your life of prayer, your time with the Lord, your daily quiet time. Like that place where you go to your inner room and you say, lead me where you need me. Where you remind yourself, you made me, I serve you. Give me wisdom. What's your will for my life today, Lord? Don't disregard the time of prayer, because when suffering strikes, you'll forget. And you'll look for purpose and you'll look for meaning and you'll look in all the wrong places. And thus, the last piece. This is the line from St. Paul that helps me so much. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I put it in the bulletin. God is faithful. Will not let you be tried beyond your strength. But when you are tempted, he will provide the strength for you to endure and to stand under it, lest you not fall. The question of suffering is real. But the one who was helpless, who was vulnerable, who was completely innocent, went to that place of tremendous trust and even went to the place of hell to redeem us because of his love. Not for anything he'd get for it. His love for you, his love for me. May the story of Job, God allows suffering. God doesn't cause suffering. God is in complete control, and you may never understand why. But remember the prayer of Job. Naked I came into this world. Naked I shall leave this world. The Lord gives. The Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.